Just last night, I was visiting with someone who I couldn't believe they had made it through 40 plus years of life and had never seen It's a Wonderful Life. Didn't even know the story, the plot. So there are some people out there who aren't familiar with this particular movie. Mm-hmm. Let's start our conversation by talking about what is the plot of It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, you know, that cracks me up, Marty, because every once in a while we get that too around the theater. In fact, of course, some families just haven't watched that movie. Like, our family watches it every year, and my daughter found out someone hadn't seen it, and boy, she was just amazed. We had to have her friends over to watch It's a Wonderful Life, you know. It's really about really a family that we call now from the greatest generation, you know, and the gentleman, the father of the family, his name is George Bailey. We get to see him grow up through the eyes of some angels. And so we get to really see how he has interacted with people in his community and the things he's helped them do and mistakes along the way maybe he's made. And we learn about his dreams. And then we get to see him as he becomes really frustrated with life and goes through some hard times. And he makes the statement he wishes he'd never been born. And so he gets that wish to be able to see the world as if he had never been born, and how his community would have been changed. And, of course, he learns a little something along the way. He learns a lot of gratitude. And it's really, really a lot of fun and makes such a statement that I think helps all of us.
And even though the movie itself takes place, as you said, over numerous years, mm-hmm. it's the climax of the movie that takes place on Christmas Eve. And
yes.
that's why this movie has become such a Christmas classic and now being performed here at the Christmas season by the Foundation of Arts.
For sure.
What is it about this that helps to communicate a message at Christmas time? What do you think about the story of It's a Wonderful Life that connects with people here at Christmas time? You don't see the movie on TV in July. It's Christmas time. What is it about this film and its message that connects with people at this time of the year?
Well, I really think it is the main character's generosity of spirit, you know, and that he is such an ideal for all of us to look at. He's given of himself all of his life without even thinking about it, you know, and that generosity of spirit is such a reflection of what we like to really focus our thoughts on through this season. I bet Reed could talk a little more to that.
Well, I mean, you know, it just kind of goes back to the story of in the plot, like we were talking about earlier. You know, George is a good guy. He's very caring. He's very giving of his time, of his money. And that's his business, building and loan. And so, you know, when you start kind of worrying about things and when you start feeling like, you know, I'm getting hammered here by life, you know, and you're just down in the dumps. This adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life really teaches you, you know, you really are having a wonderful life, you know, and it just teaches you how you really need to be during this season. But not only this season, because honestly, I think it should be shown all year round, just because, you know, it's got so many other themes besides, you know, hey, it's Christmas, you need to be this way. Because honestly, you kind of need to be that way all year round to be a well-rounded person. And that's how George is, you know. It doesn't matter what day it is, you know. He's always giving money to people. He's always helping people. You know, he's helped people get out of slums and live in houses. Because, you know, part of the line is, Mr. Potter, this rabble you're talking about, these are the people that do the paying and the living and the working and the dying in this community. So they need to pay and work and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath. And that's his business, you know. And he's been doing that year round. And it's a message that really kind of fits well in the Christmas theme. But overall, it fits an overall life and it makes you feel good.
And it just resonates with good people.
Right, right.
Well, Reed, you're playing the lead character in It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey. That it, for people who have seen the movie, the character of George Bailey, it's Jimmy Stewart. That's who we think of.
Yeah.
Reed, what's the challenge for you as an actor to portray this character as you, not as portraying Jimmy Stewart being George Bailey, but you're George Bailey?
Right. Well, my family has watched It's a Wonderful Life 15 times every Christmas. And it's funny because we were talking about doing It's a Wonderful Life, and my dad said, you know, if they ever put that up there, I want to audition. And my brother said the same thing. And so it's become a family thing where my father's actually playing Clarence and my brother's playing Harry.
Appropriate.
And yeah. Yeah. And so basically what happened is, you know, we've watched that movie so many times, and my father and my brother both always impersonate Jimmy Stewart. So I naturally want to do the same thing. And so it's very hard to come up with your own interpretation when an icon like Jimmy Stewart, who has lived through the ages as George Bailey, and who has defined that role, it's very hard to make it your own, because you feel like, and I felt like this the entire time, you know, I was like, I don't think I'm doing this right, you know, or I feel like I'm not feeling it. And it's because, you know, I'm not going to be a Jimmy Stewart, you know, I'm not going to be the icon, I'm not going to be, you know, better than him, and I certainly don't want to impersonate him or his voice. And so that's been a challenge for me. But as we get closer to showtime, you know, I'm starting to realize who George Bailey is as a person. And going through the entire show, I see his journey. And it makes me really realize what kind of a person he is. And it comes out of me. And it makes me feel like I've kind of mastered that role. So it will take some time, definitely, but I'm getting through it, and it's very, very enjoyable.
I've listened into a few rehearsals myself, and I think Reed is doing a great job bringing his own take to George Bailey. And so I think we'll have a lot, after we see the show, we'll have a lot more appreciation for the character himself absent Jimmy Stewart.
I hope so. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you about this. You know, it's a story that people know so well. I mean, most of the audience will come in, they'll know the beginning, middle, end of this story. Mm-hmm. So why come and see it performed on stage when they already know the story so well, they know the movie so well? Why come to see it performed at the Forum in downtown Jonesboro?
Well, I mean, just more than anything, kind of just to see some local talent, because there are some very talented people, not only on the stage, but putting this entire show together. And it's kind of a broadcast of the talent that we've got here in town, because I'm a huge proponent of local talent, you know, and we've got it. We've had people from Jonesboro go to Broadway or be very successful, and this is where it all starts, you know, at the Foundation of Arts, local community theaters, and it's just a testament to their hard work and their talent. And I think that in and of itself is a good reason. But more than anything, the stage, it's truly so much more different than film. You know, it suspends your disbelief and puts you on a parallel plane that you never thought you'd be in. And I think that's the beauty of it.
And theater is such a present tense event that it really brings the story to life so much more. And as I said before, I think this story truly resonates with good people. And if you haven't seen the movie, come see the play.
Right.
And then go watch the movie.
Yep.
And it truly will resonate in a way that a lot of other Christmas stories and Christmas movies, we love all those too, but they just don't resonate with regard to the goodness of what this season means.
They don't get that deeper meaning out there. It's all superficial.
Well, even though the story transcends a movie and particular actors, there are going to be some aspects of this production that are going to be reminiscent of the movie. Tell us a little bit about the production values and what we'll see that might remind us of the film.
Well, you know, if you love the movie, you are going to love the play.
Right.
Because the script is an actual adaptation from the movie itself. So, of course, in our family, we've got scenes memorized, you know, from It's a Wonderful Life. So when you come in, you'll hear those exact words, just exactly like you've seen in the movie, which I think is so fun, you know, because maybe they're delivered a little differently. Maybe there's a little bit different timing that brings out even more meaning, you know, to those words. And so I love that part about it. Also, there's a little different take on the stage, I think, with regard to reminding us of the movie and the black and white aspect of it and why that seems to bring even more emphasis to the story and the characters.
But the black and white has been intentionally portrayed on the stage by your production designer.
It will. Yes, it will be.
Black, white, gray props. Mm-hmm. Lighting effects will be used to kind of give off that black and white feel to not only, you know, just kind of a different take of the theater, not only because of that, mm-hmm. but because of the black and white of the actual movie, and to kind of make them feel like they're watching the movie, you know, not necessarily like it is the movie and you need to take that as the movie, but this is theater, and you know, it's an artistic freedom that they've used to do something a little different, and that's what
I like. But the color of the people and the color of the story makes it shine through so much more,
right?
I think, as you're seeing it.
Well, it's certainly a story that's, again, we said, appropriate for this time of the year, and a unique opportunity to experience in a way perhaps many people never have before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.